This One Wild and Precious Life. Written by Sarah Wilson and read by Sarah Wilson. The dedication reads, to young people. First, the customs queue at Los Angeles International Airport at 5:30 a.m. is a lonely place. Flights from Australia often land here at this fractured hour. None of us has had enough sleep. The overhead lights flicker. We smell stale and too human, and our nerves are frayed. I've come to LA to do some research for this book. We land as the smoggy sky hues orange, and in the arrivals hall, I'm shunted to the long interrogation line. A writer, hey, says the stocky, uniformed and armed guy, looking at my form when I get to the front of the line. His badge says his name is Jose. What do you write? Books, I say. What are you writing right now? He's flicking through my passport. Well, the working title is Wake the Fuck Up. Jose looks up. His eyes widen. As in, wake up to what's going on? Around us? The planet? What's happening to kids? Yeah, that's it. Boy, I'd read that, he tells me. Really? I ask, excited. At any given point in the many years it takes me to write a book, I am 98% convinced I'm entirely off target. I grasp at glimpses of recognition from people like Jose. I lean in closer over the bench. I think it's making us so sad. The climate stuff, the leaders we've voted in, all the consuming, the scrolling on our phones. Yes, exactly, Jose says. Do you talk about it with your friends, I ask? Your family? He winces. We're starting to. We're definitely starting to. But we don't really know how to talk about it. Jose writes down my name on a scrap of paper and hands back my passport. I'll be looking out for your book, he says, and nods his head to dismiss me. I hear you, Jose. It's hard to talk about something so nebulous, to talk about something that is so everything. Something is not right. We're not living life right. To try to grasp such a pain, to find the beginning and end, is like trying to bite your own teeth. When I started writing this book, I pointed out to my publisher, Ingrid, that we had a very unorthodox battle on our hands. You realise, I said to her over the phone in a mild panic, no one even has a word for this thing I'm trying to write about. It's a foggy feeling, not a defined phenomenon that we can point at. It's a deep itch that we can't quite get to. I'll have to first convince everyone that the itch is a legit thing before I can come galloping in with some kind of fix. Which is not how books like this tend to go. For me, this all-encompassing itchy feeling was in part a state of shock from the constant bludgeoning of global crises and news of the stunningly immoral behaviour of our world leaders. We now receive hourly the kind of highly charged headline that we used to get perhaps a few times a year. We once had time to digest the news, to frame it against the backdrop of the rest of life, and talk about it in a measured fashion over water coolers and dinner tables. Now it's a multi-car pile-up every time we turn on social media. The leader of the free world tells his Department of Homeland Security to nuke hurricanes and suggests Americans inject bleach to treat a pandemic. Brits accidentally vote to leave the EU. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister blames exploding horse manure for the devastating bushfires that changed a nation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?